USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a dire level of investor pessimism. That's according to a Bank of America survey of nearly 300 investors who are in charge of $800 billion in assets. It found that the current view of the economy is worse than the COVID-19 pandemic and even the 2008 financial crisis. Fears of a recession are reaching heights not seen since the beginning of the pandemic. This, as many Americans continue to grow increasingly concerned about inflation and the impact it's having on their budget. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, warns inflation is having an impact on more than just the American people.
Inflation is pushing Kentucky families to the brink. As a result, food bank demand is rising and shelves are running low.
For the second day in a row, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W proof silver eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus collector patriots pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American silver eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Scorching temperatures have 60 million Americans under heat warnings Tuesday. Record-breaking highs are possible across the Great Plains and the Mississippi Valley. California's Central Valley and portions of Arizona are also under heat advisories and excessive heat warnings. The heat's so bad in Dallas, Texas, residents are being told to conserve water.
We're experiencing a stress on our system because of peak demands with peak weather conditions.
Wayne Lars with the North Texas Municipal Water District, that audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The Biden administration has warned pharmacies that they will be liable under federal anti-discrimination law if they do not provide abortion-causing drugs. Pro-life leaders such as Catholic Vote President Brian Birch pushing back, arguing that the administration is violating pharmacists' conscience rights. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers are raising red flags over a large land purchase in North Dakota by a Chinese food manufacturer, located just miles from an American airbase. Speaking with Fox's Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends, North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer shares his concerns over the deal.
I am concerned. I'm concerned about the proximity to the airbase, but I'm more broadly concerned, Brian, about the fact that China is able to come in and continually make investments, buy property, enter into our supply chain, our food supply chain right here in the United States.
The summer travel season is in full swing, and passengers are continuing to be warned to pack their patience. Flight delays and cancellations are continuing due to pilot shortages, other staffing shortages, and normal summer weather delays. Acting FAA Administrator Billy Nolen says we can blame the airline industry for the delays.
I can tell you the majority of delays have been on the airlines themselves, but they're working hard to right-size their network and crews. We've added controllers in places where we think that's necessary, but overall our level of partnership, coordination, and collaboration is where we want to be, and it will serve us well going into the balance of the summer.
Attorney General Merrick Garland swore in the new director for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Steve Dettelbach, on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.